You are meant to get your heart broken. It is a universal experience if you're brave enough to open your heart in the first place. You are meant to meet people throughout the course of your life with whom you connect deeply, to show one another things unseen, both about your own selves and each other and what it means to be together. And then you are meant to outgrow some of them. You are meant to discover that the threads that intertwine do not always connect at the ends. You are meant to learn from both the having and the losing. I know that that does not one single thing to alleviate the cold shock that's pummeling through your nervous system right now. I know it feels like every bone in your body has gone numb, like you're still stunned by the disconnect from something you once found so much hope in and so much home. And I want to tell you that while this hurts, it's also normal. We aren't meant to be ripped from the things we've grown attached to. And if we are, if we are being pulled away from those things, if life is wedging itself between us and them, there is a reason, often beyond what we can see in that moment. Right now, you need to nurture yourself and you need to express everything you feel to a really safe outlet. And once you have emptied yourself of all the inner chaos, you might want to consider the following. You get to decide whether the losses of your life will be just lows or inflection points that act as catalysts to your greatest self-investment. They are either going to be the periods through which you just walk through the valleys or in which you see clearly that life gets disrupted on the surface when something deeper and truer is attempting to emerge from just beneath. You get to decide if you see heartbreak as a facet of your own specific and individual unworthiness, or as a painful but essential part of the growing process that most people endure at some time, if they are lucky enough to get to love in the first place. You get to decide if you learn the lessons that turn you into the person and the partner that your future partner would one day want to be with. You get to decide if getting it wrong gives you what you need to know in order to finally get it right. There is no guarantee that we will be better for this in the end. But when we learn how to use our pain and dissatisfaction and discomfort and disappointment as sister signals to our inspiration and our hope and our joy and our love, altogether we begin to piece together a picture of ourselves as more whole and complete people, because we are grown not only through what goes right and what goes as expected, but we are also more thoroughly prepared for what is going to go right in the future by what has not in the present or the past. And so the point is that you are meant to fail sometimes. It is a universal experience if you are brave enough to let it be. You are meant to get lost. You are meant to make a mess, because things don't work until they do. You get your heart broken until you find the one who can hold it. The losses and the lessons outnumber the victories at the beginning. You get attached to people and they leave you, and that happens again and again and again until the right one stays. And if it's not time for the right one, there's a reason for that too, because life is not singular with its intention. What we gain in the quiet hours often informs the vividness and the quality of the louder ones. So maybe right now you're alone because whatever you need to learn about yourself can only be learned in solitude. Maybe right now the pieces of yourself you're finding are fusing a truer self into form, a kind of self that will become a more clear and recognizable match for the places and people and things that are meant to come your way. Maybe right now you don't feel good enough because you're going to bring someone to the places where you feel the most unworthy and let them love you there. Maybe right now it's quiet because you need to learn to hear the sound of your own voice, your own true north, your own inner guide. Maybe right now you feel stuck because you have tried to force stillness when what you really need is to keep going. Maybe right now you feel lost because you're getting a chance to choose something greater than what you once assumed the best could be. We think of loneliness as the absence of other people when really it is the result of a disconnection from self. And we know this because we can be most lonely in a crowded room or most content all on our own. And this is because our sense of aloneness hinges not on who has temporarily come in and out of our lives, but in our commitment to our relationship with ourselves. And this is not to say that you are meant to do life by yourself. You aren't. But it is to say that if you're in a window where you're more by yourself than you want to be, and your efforts to branch out aren't taking hold the way you hope that they would, you are being given an offering and an opportunity to befriend yourself more closely and more truly. And that is important because it is from that place that all of the rest of your connections in your lifetime will be born. Because everyone is your friend on Friday night when life is easy and everything is exciting and everyone is looking for something to do. And everyone is your friend when circumstance places you beside one another, when the overlapping of your experiences is so close it generates a sense of togetherness. Everyone is your friend when you are in the same place at the same time. But you are the one who wakes up with you on Sunday morning. You are the one who you take care of day in and day out. You are the one making all of your executive decisions. You are the one filling the dead air and the open space. You are the one making meaning of your own life. You are the one advocating for your needs and being vulnerable with your feelings. You are the one on every adventure. You are the one falling in love and out and back in again. You are the one you have to be with this entire time. And when you are no longer afraid of what it would be like not just to survive on your own, but to dance, even if you were by yourself, you discover the most important thing, which is that you discover a willingness to let go of the connections that aren't self-sustaining. You become exponentially more free. You become unafraid of loss or rejection because you are not hinging your comfort on whether or not someone else decides to stay. This matters because even if every single one of your dreams come true, and I hope that they do, and you are eternally surrounded by all of the people you love and who most love you, and I hope that you are, you still cannot avoid aloneness permanently. And the people who try to often self-destruct over time. Your willingness to face this is not only a sign of your strength, it's a sign that somewhere deep inside, you know that a life that is honest, even if it's less comfortable, is more worthwhile than one in which every doubt and fear is suffocated down by false connection. You know what is more worthwhile is a life in which at least you are able to see the difference between who you really love and who you really connect with and who you need around you to fill the void. And until you are okay with being by yourself, you cannot know that for sure. That is the gift that this time of your life is trying to give you. And this is not a moment to be self-critical or to think that there is something specifically wrong with you, because most people feel more alone than you would ever imagine or believe. And it is not for a lack of other people's presence, but because this is one of the most essential facts of the human condition, that we are lone beings, individual beings, with an intuitive sense that we are meant to be part of something greater, something broader, something beyond our own little lives and mini dramas and existences, and how we reconcile those two things. How we reach toward both of them at once, how we experience both of them at once, that's part of the duality, that's part of the yin and yang of it all. And the point is that you will get there one day, to that togetherness. That thing you crave, you will find it. You will meet your soulmate, probably where you least expect it and where you always could have guessed. You will find the person who wants to enter your alone world and be with you even there. You will find someone who has more certainty about you than doubt, who loves you with as much conviction as you do them. You will find someone who wants all of it, all of life with you. You will find someone with whom you see a future. And the virtue of all of that love that you will find will also shine a bright and undeniable light onto all of your fears. And that will be the moment when the work you do now will become obvious. Because right now, what you are getting to decide is who is going to show up. Who is going to show up to your future life? Who is going to show up to meet that person? Is it going to be the version of you who has grown and become more self-actualized through the hurting, or the version of you who has stayed wounded and might risk losing the right thing all because they couldn't make the wrong one stay?